All right, we're going to wrap up on this with an excellent email from a friend. And in this 4 minutes, Jason, we're also going to do our Packer picks. I do not yet have Craig's, I don't think. The listener with whom I have a friendly charity bet, I'm picking the Packers. So go ahead and get your pick up there when you can. I'm going to read. I know you can't. Settle down. Smoke if you got them. Joe's email. I absolutely agree that we should not throw out Ron Johnson with the bathwater. He's a strong conservative and has been a great senator, and I would vote for him again. That said, I think it is perfectly acceptable for conservatives to hold his feet to the fire if they perceive he's somehow unduly compromising on the principles we elected him on. I'm not saying he did. I'm saying the perception of it. That's Joe talking. This gives him the chance, as he's done with your show, to respond to his critics' supporters to either set the record straight or acquit himself on his change of plans. No, this doesn't make him Ron Johnson. This does not make Ron Johnson a rhino, not in the least, and no one should accuse him so. But you have to understand why people have this knee-jerk reaction after so many years when conservatives have been treated like Charlie Brown trying to kick the football that Lucy's holding by the Republicans they have elected, who then pull the ball away when push comes to shove. That's exactly what I said. I use the Peggy Noonan yardstick. That's what's going on here. Is they are perceiving this as an act that they have seen over and over again. Further, some Republicans in Congress are doing what Joe just described. They are sellouts. They are rhinos. You are not going to convince me that Ron Johnson is one of them. All right, in the 2 minutes that we have, every week seems so darn difficult. The Green Bay Packers are 2-2. Let's see. I got the 49ers right. I got the Redskins right. And I got last week right. So I'm 3-1. Packers, Ravens. I've been making Jason go first most of the time. The Packers are 0-2 on the road. They haven't played well on the road. They haven't played well in the fourth quarter. They haven't played well in the red zone. However, Mason Crosby, and I was one who said Mason Crosby should be cut, looked very, very good. Ooh, Jason's taking the Ravens as well. I am taking the Ravens. Jason says 27-24. 24-23, Ravens. Here's why. I don't know what Jason's thinking is. Here's why. I'm not going to pick the Packers on the road until they win on the road. And I know Mike McCarthy says, look, we're 0-2 on the road. We're not 4 straight. That goes back to last year. You couldn't win at Minnesota to increase your bye in the playoffs. And then you got crushed, just crushed in the playoff game. I know, different year, different teams. I get all that. I do. Hey. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I just don't think they're ready. Oh, Badgers. Jason says Badgers by 10 over Northwestern. That is at Camp Randall, right? By the way, very similar. Badgers on the road and home. Very similar. Badgers by 3. I think Northwestern's a pretty good team. Yeah, I do. I'll say Badgers by 3. Immediately after the news, we will now get to what happened in Wausau last night. It's 10:30.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.